Reading today from the book of Malachi, chapter 3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom he seeks shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers are ye gone away from mine ordinance, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call ye blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, for it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now let's take a look over the book of Revelation as in connection with this. In Revelation 11, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentile. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of this great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And there the same hour was there a great earthquake. Now, seeing these things here as to the coming of Elijah, seeing the things that Jesus spoke of in his day, as to that which was the spirit of Elijah, as upon John, then we know that according to this, there is something great that is to take place with the coming of Elijah. What is this about Elijah? As we said in Malachi, says, Before the great and notable day of the Lord come, that shall burn as an oven, he shall send Elijah. And he also said here, as to another time, before this, as to the coming of the Messiah, when the messenger of the covenant shall come, in whom ye delight, that through his atonement it points out, if we can understand or interpret the scriptures, that he will give an atonement to God, wherein Israel shall be accepted before God as to the righteousness of the Lamb, and that in this that they will again offer a wonderful sacrifice of praise unto God, and God will accept them in that day as to the wonderful blessings and love of God. You know, this is the beautiful thing of God. With God there is no respect to person. All people must come through the blood of the Lamb. Everyone must come through the blood of the Lamb. Even the 144,000 that is sealed. The Bible speaks of these that follow the Lamb, whithersoever he goeth, even as to the whole house of Jacob being saved. For as it is written, out of Zion shall come forth the deliverer, and he shall turn ungodliness away from Jacob, and the whole house of Israel shall be saved. And here Israel, as to the Bible speaking of Jacob's name changed to that of a prince, as to Israel, and here the 12 sons, and as of these tribes, 12,000 to each tribe here, as the Bible speaks of in that day, and Jesus shall rule and reign, and the 12 apostles shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So then we see here as to this wonderful things, as to those Jewish leaders there, that God has also given the Messiah, which is neither of the Jewish blood or of the Gentile blood, but as is a divine conception from heaven, as to the fulfillment of the word, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and the woman shall compass a man. And thus it was, as in Mary's day, it was positively proved as Mary being a virgin, and so it was the prophecy of the Old Testament was fulfilled, and the Son was born, not being made of man's blood or of the seed of Adam, as in Adam all die, in that all nations, as to the Germans, the Japanese, as to the Russians, as to the Americans, as to the Arabs, as to the Jews, all die in Adam, all are born of Adam. With God there is no respect of person. The blood is on the atonement as to the blood of the Lamb, and everyone must pass through that blood, for that is the atoning blood for sin. And so then the seed is come as to whom the promise was made. And now then God is receiving us by the blood of the Lamb. For the Bible said they overcame sin and the tempter, even Lucifer, by faith in God as to his righteousness, and their testimony to the blood of the Lamb as to what was wrought in Christ at Calvary in our behalf. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith in the righteousness of that blood that was by that righteous Lamb. And they said, we find no fault in this just man, as when Pilate delivered him up for death. So then we find that with this beautiful thing, we are glad to know that our Messiah was not crucified, by the Jewish people, but by the Roman powers and that of Satan that had people's mind in that day. For it was not lawful for them to put any man to death. Therefore the blood, though it was cried out, let his blood be upon us as that generation that day. Truthfully, the blood is taken away in Christ Jesus, that they, as well as all of the rest of the world, can be saved and have the wonderful privilege of the blessings and favoritism of Almighty God, the great eternal Father, the Spirit, through that which is the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the love of God, how that God has concluded in unbelief, they that do not understand until the day that the scales is moved from their eyes, when they shall see the nail prints and love the Messiah, and the Messiah shall give unto them eternal life and the eternal blessings of the restoration of their inheritance and their beloved blessings from the Father in heaven.